41.
Wanna share with you just we'll do first Eglital, Dvar Musaf for Rosh Hashanah. The topic that I chose for my Shabbat Shul with Rosh, I don't have it put together yet. Unbelievable, between fighting two lawyers on a divorce case and gave us a 2-month-old child and a chalitza, and ate up 3 days, which I counted on. I'm working on those 3 days. What happened? Are you chutzamachna? Did something happen to you?
No, because I wouldn't want to interrupt leaving. I'm going to have to leave.
Won't you say the other side of the door is much
easier? This way I can at least hear.
Okay. We're just barely denting the ugly towel. One malacha that we kind of evolved on a little bit is Malacha Zorea. First thing that we want to get to as a machlokas, the Gital and the Rishash. I gave you copies of the Rishash too. Rishash has double poshut, that if he scattered the seeds on the ground and then picked them up, even after Shabbos, Kodem Shenishrash, before it began to take root, lo kiyem machshavto. His intent was not fulfilled, he didn't do anything. The Egletal, it says as a double poshut, that Apilu Chaza Balokdan Kodesh et Somchu, right? Nevertheless, it's Chayev Miyad, and Shir Hazorei as Bechol Shuru, right? And the way most Achoinim understand Rashi on our Mishnah, the Rashi holds that the Shir is other Shirurim when it comes to food type items, the Shir is Golgris. So you have already two big Machokas in the Zorea. One, the Gabi Shir, is the Shir a Shir Kolshu, or is the Shir a Shir Gogris, size of a fig? Second Machlokas, is there such a concept of Zriya only Achash Hashchosha, that before Hashchosha is not called Zriya? He says, it is Kemunach Bekupso, it's like lying in the box. Nothing. On the Shir, we have a Svora. Let's say a Svora on the Loktan also, on the Nishash. I gave you a Svora on the Shir. There are two ways to look upon the need for Melocha Chashuva. Melechas Machsheves, Melocha Chashuva. It's not what Melechas Machsheves means, which refers to the quality of the work, kind of work that's done, significant work. But it's a good way to remember it. And part of Machsheves, same lettering, right? You also need a Melocha Chashuva. And therefore, if it's less than a Shir, It has no chashivus. Okay? Carrying out a piece of bread, that's not considered to be choshev if the piece of bread isn't a sheer gogus. One is called a piece of bread and one is called a crumb. I said the argument of the Rambam that you are over on kosher who on a single seed is because the chshivus of a seed when looking upon its potential, right, it's hard to say it's insignificant, especially if you do a little reading of what's going on in archaeology. They found an olive pit they think from Masada, they think it's at least 2,000 years old, and they planted it and it grew. Yeah. Could be it was from some Wayu boy who went up there with a sandwich. But it was at some highest that it wasn't an ancient seed. And what a simcha, bah, that one seed, besides allowing for four PhDs, right, seven professors writing on it, and so on and so forth, which is the kind of chashivas that the Gemara never thought of. The concept that zera is hot. So there you can see, so Rashi says, I'm dealing with what does a farmer in reality do. You don't find farmers running out with a seed. If he has a handful of seed, then he goes and he can plant something. But you don't find people in agriculture walking around with a single seed. The Rambam's taina is that that's how you measure it. You measure by the chashivus of the object. And a live seed has tremendous significance. If the pshat is right, then it'll make a chilik, but it's a live seed or a dead seed. What if the seed that was overnight in your chong pot? Nothing's going to grow. Then you have to differentiate between a seed that's still what? Fertile seed that still has an ability to grow and one that not to grow.
Well, according to the Rashash, you definitely won't be chaya for
infertile
seed.
Now go to the Rashash.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Let's see.
Meaning, we also see that it has to be
Nishra. Right, according to the Rashash, now we have a second machlokis, right? That
maybe even for that way to tell.
One, two different malachas. One is the seed choshev, right? So since the seed can be planted and give rise to a whole corn plant, therefore it's choshev. Now that would be the Iso Tzor we're talking about, right? Now, where do you have a chashivus, right, in the seed itself? Yeah. So the Chashav says it's only if we kind of niskaima machshavto, some lechas machshavos, he has to accomplish something with it. Therefore, putting a seed on the ground, that's a separate. You know, the sfora of trying to give some basis to the Rambam's insistence that a seed has chashivus in itself on a kosher because of that. Now comes the Rashash and says, but it's only achash and nishchash. This concept of niskaima machshavto, yeah, that's really a big chiddush. What if someone puts up something to cook and it burns? So that nothing accomplished by his cooking. We take away the chashivus of the cooking from it. The purpose of cooking was to make a dish that's edible, right? And the dish proved inedible. Oh, he made a mistake, he put in too much pepper, and he can't eat it now, right? Not. So the idea that you have to also have a successful effort, that's where the chash comes in with this big chidush. That's only achad shen nishash. I can see chash is struggling with. I mean, where is the chashivus of putting a seed in the ground? Right. He doesn't see the melechas machshevas that's in there. But then we would have to go ahead and apply that concept, but it's applicable in other melachas. And we're throwing this out for you to see how you have to focus. We call that mekalkel. I have a seed, I can put it into my chod and eat it. Instead, I put it into a dirty ground, and now I can't eat it. So if it gives me a corn plant, okay, we're ahead of the game. But if it turns out that it didn't grow at all, then long as Kama Machshavto, will that apply to all melochos? Yeah, we have such a concept. Right? And he's mekalkel. If he doesn't succeed in doing something, he's mekalkel. Korea, Shalom al Mashlitfo, right? He's a mekalkel. If it's not a Korea, the Mido, which in itself is a new Av Melocha Machatech, right? Then it becomes Amalechas Kilkul. Melechas Kilkul is no Chayev. We're talking about Chayev Deraisa, and that's why Yisud Rabban. Okay? This is just to add a little complexity to the Machshavos. I wanted to say something.
I just wanted to clarify, when we say Nishrash, how are we defining that?
It began to sprout.
So meaning
we'll see, we'll come
anything coming out of the seed at all, or it's...
We'll come to it in a minute here on as he mentioned here. Yeah, we'll pick it up in the egg towel. So pick up the egli tau. Yearly, shapilo lo chipo hazera ba'ofo. You got it, beiz, and daf yud gimel. Miachad shinicha bekaka b'mokam aroyu shetitzmach, that's the malach, the chayev miyad. Va'afilo chozo b'loktan kodesh shetzamchu, right? And b'shir azareyez b'chol shum. Okay, two, he calls in on both issues, right? One on Shir, and two on this concept of Niskaima Machshavto that the Rashash introduces. That in order to have an Av Melocha, you have to have a successful effort. So pick up the Egli Tal, Lochi Pasera Ba'ofo. הנה ראיסי בספר מוגנובו שקוסר מהוס הזריע you got it?
Zion.
Paragraph Zion. And Daf Yud Gimel, second column. Mahus Hazriya. Right? Basically, the definition, Mahus, the definition of Zriya is Shemechasa Hazera Bekaka. Kei mucha b'sof makos zekom hashom, de bahadid de kochorish kamachaser lo lezera b'avo lezoreya. It's a line from the Gemara. It says, while plowing, you cover the seed, that's called zoreya. Kach kosov, kmo kei mashma b'mishe, dais hashas le'el pei b'mer tomlin dafnun, hatomi lefes, right? What's, that's a, you people know what that is?
No.
Or a root vegetable, the mushroom, a potato. You stick it in the ground, right? It'll grow. There's a little bit of a problem that discussed in Halacha, in Hilchos Shabbos, they also put lefes and potatoes and sweet potatoes, so on, in the ground, because they had no refrigeration. They kept better in the ground, in the basement of the house, or in a room in the house, in the earth. Can you remove it on Shabbos? You have to put an onion in there. Can you remove it on Shabbos? So they discuss if it's loose earth, you don't have to dig a hole to take it out, but you just lift it up, right? And you don't touch the earth. You hold it by a piece of the vegetable. You pull it up. It's okay. He says, "I told me lefes the pirsha of haygon shom osloma shemegale miksoso." Right? Dimlokein havel ezria. If he goes ahead, he wants on Shabbos. He wants to put it back into the ground. It's loose earth. You can do it. He said, "But you got to be careful, right? That you leave part of it exposed. Otherwise, it'd be mais ezria. Mashma b'megula lek ezria." Here you have a little bit of an insight also in the Egle Tal, how he was unperturbed to take on anybody if he disagreed with him. Now he's quoting Rav Haigon, and Egle Tal is not from the Gaonite period. Right? English translation, these things are nothing, these statements are nothing. Ella hazareya af shaluchi po ba'ofer also chayev. Bimtoma dezriya haimer shemechas hazera ba'ofer. In kein machidish rab yanai b'makos. Yama hamachape v'kloyim loke. Here how you do, when, as I used the expression to you before, you count words. The more was to say that what? That if you plant Klayim yeloke. Why do you use the language mechape? Mechape is not zorea klayim. Mechape means you cover the klayim. So why don't you tell me that if you plant klayim yeloke, if mechape equals zriya, without mechape there's no zriya. So mechape means zriya. So Big Chiddush says if you plant klayim yeloke, that's what klayim is. That's what Pesach says in the Torah. Kamachol or sizre kloyim. Therefore, it must be mechape is not zriya. But you told me that there's no zriya without mechape. Lidvor of kol zriya kachu. V'yod, our Gemara, the Gemara in Gimel, the Makshe Michti. Why did you have that sequence? Mikrav karve bereshe. First you plow. Listen to choresh v'odah listen to zoreya. Umishane Tana Beretz Yisrael Koi, where the ground is hard, so Zari Bereshe Vihoda Karvi. Pirush Rashi Beretz Yisrael Koshehu, the land is hard. Ben Yochol Lechasos Blochisha Atka. In Kain Hazareya Deton B'Mishne Koydim Achorish Haynu Zriya Belokisui. Harei De Zriya Belokisui Av Melocham. Rav Yanai was Mechadish De Mechape Gam Kain Echshu Zareya Shimitzoch Ezriya. Yeah, beautiful riot. The people followed the logic.
No.
He says, Ma Gemara, you see clearly that Zriya exists without covering. He said, only in Eretz Yisrael, because the land is hard, but not in Eretz Yisrael, I don't have to cover. I just, Zriya would go first. In Eretz Yisrael, Choresh got to go first. But every place else, we would have listed Zriya first, right? I mean, we would have listed Choresh first before Zriya. So you see clearly that covering is not a normal requirement for Zriya. Covering is only under certain special circumstances. In other words, if you look now, tie in this business of the Rashash, so if I scatter seeds on my tile, kitchen floor, everybody's mode is not Zriya, I can pick them up. Why? The place isn't royal. Therefore, if I scatter seeds in Eretz Yisrael, Einochanami. It's not because it is not Nishrash. is because it can't be nishrash. Therefore, it's kemunach bekubsa domi. But where it could be, where it could take root without being covered, then the maisa zriya is zriya, and I don't need nishrash according to the Eglei Tal.
Wait, sir, Rabbi. What's his raya from Rabbi Yanai and Yep Makot? Am I following that? Rabbi Yanai talks about chupa with klaim. Am I clear on the raya from klaim from Rabbi Yanai?
No, that's fabulous raya. That's what he says. He wants you to know that a mechape is chayev for klaim. Well, I tell you that's look. You didn't count the words.
Okay.
Look, can't hear for long language. He was. Right?
It's only four words.
Yeah, look at Machinish Rabyani Bimakos. Yomar Hamachape Biklaim Loki. If Machape is a requirement for Zriya, then all Rabyani is telling you is Hazoreya Klaim Loki. That's the Pusik says. Kamacholos Hizla Kloyim. So what is he telling you? If you threw the seed on the ground and he came and he covered it, he's also over on it. It's a Maaseh Zriya, not a requirement for Zriya. It's like a Tolodo of Zriya, like watering the ground, he'd be high.
So he's defined Mechape as scattering seeds?
No, as covering. Lechapos,
covering
to cover.
Seeds. Okay.
He said, Chagan Eschin is much be. Again, you put the seed on the ground. So you're hired for planting Klayim. He came along and he covered it. He's also hired for planting Klayim. He both did a Maaseh Zriya. Just like we say by the Maaseh Zriya, he came and he watered it, is a Toloda of Zariah, because you helped it grow. That's why you're chayav. So Rabbi Yehuda comes with a chiddush, that the fellow who didn't put the seed in the ground, but the fellow only came and covered it, is also a Toloda of Zriya, and also chayav klayim.
But to me, it seems like the rise lehefech, it's showing you that only once you cover it,
No. Good.
Let's bring the fact that from you covering it, you learn therefore
it's
uncovered.
No, you're not following the logic. His logic is very simple. He said, question is, does seed have to be covered?
Correct.
If it doesn't cover it, it's not zriya.
Correct.
So he says, comes Rabbi Yana and tells you a big chiddush.
What's chiddush?
That what? That I found a pasuk in the Torah that said you mustn't plant klayim. That's Rabbanis Chiddush. Torah says, Kamachol Sizrik Loyim. Because Rabbanis says, Kamachol Sizrik Loyim. It can't be that. Rabban is coming to add something to the Pusik.
Maybe it's just
Therefore, Mechape is not an essential for Zriya.
Why can't Rabban just be defining what Zriya is?
Because everybody knows that Zriya is putting the seed in the ground.
It's not defined, but this is exactly what Machlokit is. Is it if it's Magula or if it's covered? So maybe Rabbanah is saying, you know what? No, only if it's Mechaped, that's what Zriya is, and that's when the only time you're Chayav in Klayim. Why is that Gatzal Rabbanah must be some gigantic Chiddush here? Why can't Rabbanah just be defining what Zriya is, period?
Again, because he would only be repeating what the Torah says.
No, he's defining what the Torah means. The Torah says, Latatafot b'nei necha. We say Latatafot means on your head. So
no.
What does Zriya mean? We're going to find very clear
okay.
What Zriya means. Zriya means mechape.
This is
the
rationale that Eglei Tal is using. Proper rationale. What he says is, comes along Rabbi Yanai, right, and wants to teach you something that you don't know. Well, I don't need him. So he tells you, hamechape, you come. But you just told me that without chape, there's no Zriya. That if I throw the seed on the ground, it's not klayim.
Right.
If I throw the seed on the ground, it's not Shabbos. I'll tell you what the error of the Eglei Tal is, but not what you're saying.
Okay.
Again, the raya of the Eglei Tal is a good raya. But he says very simply, if the word mechape and the word zriya are synonymous terms,
you're not telling me anything.
Then you're not telling me anything. Okay. That's his point. Easy. Where is the error in the logic?
Can we go back and just go from what we started with the one that Rav Hai Gaon, he said if it's sticking out and it's not covered, then that's the siman that you did not, that your intent was not to do it. You're just storing it.
What?
That the Eglei Tal comes in and says I disregard that.
That's left. No, that's something else. That's lefes. He's not talking about a seed. He's talking about putting in a root, putting in an onion with the green leaves on top of the onion. He wanted to put it in the ground to keep it cold. That's what they did in those days. He said, you make sure you can't cover it. Right? That's why he wants to bring out as a raya.
So then the Eglital is coming and saying, that's just for lefet, now we're talking about seeds separately?
No, we'll get to it soon. There, really, the issue over there is, it's not real zriya.
What we just read here?
It's not the same zriya as seed. It's zriya or something else. We'll pick it up again in a minute. Let me finish while we keep focused. Where is he? Right now, Egel Gital will try to defend himself, but right now he made a classic error. What's the error in the logic of the Rav? You should have already clear in your mind. Who says you could equate Shabbos with Klayim? Who says the Hilchah Zriya
for Klayim? For Klayim is defined for Shabbat. Right.
We've been yelling at you, Melechas Masheves, Melechas Masheves. That's Halacha in Shabbos. Who says it applies to Klayim? Okay? That's the first point that has to be covered. Do you have a right to equate Zriya Zriya Gzeir Shov? Okay, pick it up. Bimkein Hazarei, because I have our Mishnah, Harazei the Tana Bimishnah Koide Machorish, Hain Zriya Belo Kisui. Harei the Zriya Belo Kisui Av Malocha. Rabbi Yanai Chidush, like I said, like the fellow who come and say, and you came along, you put the seed on the ground, he went ahead, covered it, he went ahead and watered it. All chayv. Ugein shekosav harambam b'schita. It's a classic Eglital. Rambam says, if you want to wash a dish rag, you want using a dish rag on Shabbos, which you shouldn't be doing, right? And you wring out the dish rag, right? It says b'srita, that's mitzoche akibus, kemo shahagosa mitzoche habishul. You put up a pot, right? He added the food, he lit the fire. And he stirred it. Hagos has also an av malocha. It's a toloda, but it's also one of the problems you have, right, in serving cholt on Shabbos. You have to take it off the fire before you can start serving it, because otherwise you're magis, you're stirring it, even though it's really not a big shaila, because after 24 hours, the whole idea of Hagosa is that you want the stuff on top isn't cooking as well as the stuff on the bottom by stirring it. Nevertheless, except that we shouldn't stir it when it's still agave age, even if this bashel called soko, even if it's fully cooked. So you take it off the fire and then you stir it.
You're okay with that chumrah?
Huh?
You think that's a good chumrah?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's what Mishbura says, even though we don't always pass the Mishbura, but it doesn't cost any money. Why start up with him? He's a nice fellow. My father's at Sal studied by him, so it's, we're careful not to stir, not make hagosa when it's still connected to the. We use a slow cooker. You take the pot out and then you stir. Then you stir.
Well, the reason why I ask is I know some people like who try. I know some people who try to keep Shabbat as well as they can, and they hear chumras like this, and they say, it's all made up. See, this is irrational. It's all cooked. What do you mean it's not cooked?
100%.
This is stupid. So then, you know, why bother? You know,
you could appreciate that point of view also.
That's the kind of thing of a mindset. I know some people where I say, look, you know, yeah, theory, but I tell them mix it because I don't want them to, you know, Yeah, I think all halachas is just arbitrary.
If it doesn't cost you any money, that's part of maybe also a good lesson for Chodesh Elul, for Rosh Hashanah. If your pot is over here and the fire is over here, and you have a blech, and I move it here, and I start serving it, I don't have to serve it, but it's over here. It doesn't cost anybody. We mentioned you that Rav Haigon said the only reason we blow Shvorim three different ways, the Shvorim of the Rishonim was short keys, two. Right? Shvorim of Russia was two. The Shvorim of Poland was two. Right? Why we blow them all? And the two was only one of the Shvorim. All different forms of Truah. He says everyone is kosher. You can blow that. Either one is fine. But on Rosh Hashanah we want to show some Achdus. Right? So we went ahead and we blow all the Truahs. Right? We were regular Truah, Shvorim Truah, and said, yeah, why make a machlokas when they don't need to? Mishibur felt that it's a chumra, so we not bad. Okay, yeah.
But to take it off the fire, if you want to stir it, it's much
as
it's much as lechila to take it off the fire, stir it, put it back on.
The what?
If you want to stir it, it's much as lechila to take it off the fire, stir it, and put it back on.
Can you stir it and put it back on? Yeah, no. As long as it's still yatzal edus, you can put it back on. But if you want to do that, then I have a little shayla whether it really was fully cooked. Why would you want to do that? You store it and put it back on. Some of you worried about that it's not so fine cooked, so then you have a problem. I think there is an issue, maybe also. I said that last year in a shir, in the Mishnah Berurah shir in the morning. I say Mishnah Berurah before davening for the last few years since I started in. When we were here in Yeshiva, in we lived in Washington Heights, I don't remember already. Summer 1950 or something. So I've been saying this year every Shabbos morning ever since. I know some people who like the crusty part of the chalt. Right? The part of the chalt that gets like a little burnt. Right? So I like to scrape the bottom of the pot. Maybe if you stir the pot and you leave it on the fire, then you get more of the crusty part. So maybe that's called mitstamek v'yofalo. Okay? Want to look for chumras? No problem. All right.
I'm Sephardi. I'm on the chumras.
Huh? Not looking.
I'm Sephardi. I'm not looking.
Yeah,
for
we're
chumras.
Not. We're
we
not,
have 613 minutes.
We are not. We're from the school of Kodesh the Teir Odiv. Nevertheless, a little respect for the machmirim doesn't hurt. When they're off the wall completely. Okay. Let me see.